just without a rebel. No, we don't remember. No, we're number one for fun with a baby mammal. Yeah, and that's right, folks. You are tuned to the Bailey Babble. I'm Matt, your host with the most hair missing. And joining me in the studio today is co-host Matt Lloyd. G'day, Matt. How are you going?
Pretty cool.
Did you have a fine weekend?
Yes.
Is it true you went on a train trip up to the Yarra Valley?
Yes.
But not on Puffing Billy?
No.
Would you recommend other people do this?
Yes.
All right. Well, there's a solid recommendation. Can you get any cafes or anything up that way?
Yes.
Right. Well, do yourselves a favour, folks. Head up to the Yarra Valley. Cassis is also here. Hey, Cass, how are you going?
Hey.
You feeling well?
Yeah, apart from the fact that I was drafted in at the last minute, but I wanted to do this interview anyway, so I'm happy about that.
And we thank you for your flexibility. You have been drafted in at the last minute, and I knew if anybody would be able to step up, it would be you. Thank you for joining us. Cassis, Matt Kirk, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
Going pretty darn well. I don't know if I've talked to you about football this week, but I'm tipping your boys to beat the Kangaroos this week.
Thanks, mate.
I think they can do it. Where do you see the Saints season so far? Yep. Are you happy?
Pretty disappointing against Port Adelaide in Adelaide, and they're very hard to beat up there.
Yeah. They won't be the only team to lose in Adelaide. And there's a long way to go.
Yeah, we're still rebuilding, and it's going to take time.
That's a positive attitude. David Long. Hello, sir.
Hello, Matt. Thank you, Victor, for having me in this camping interview.
Well, thank you for being part of the interview. And thank you for introducing our host. Do you mind introducing our host? Who have we got in the studio today?
Okay, now I do got a very long time closest friend next to me and his father, Lachlan and Mark together.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Lachlan and Mark Dayton. Woo! Lockie. Hey, welcome to Bailey Babble, mate.
Yes, I thank you, Matt.
Thanks for joining us. And thanks for lugging Dad in. Mark, welcome to the Babble.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
And you fellas are here to talk to us, Lockie, about a huge adventure you're about to undertake, right?
Yes, I am.
Lockie, do you know when you're leaving on this big trip with Dad?
April 19th.
Mark, can you confirm that, Mark?
Yes, we will be leaving after April the 19th, when the truck is finished.
Right, you're having a bit of a chuckle there. Has it been a few false starts, has there?
Yeah, actually, we wouldn't be here if we left on time. We'd be in Adelaide right now. But the truck wasn't finished, so we got to wait.
All right, well, we want to hear about this truck at some point. Why now, Mark? Why now have you chosen to go on a big adventure? Why this time of your life?
Because I can. I've retired, and before I get any older, I want to show Lachlan some of the great parts of Australia that I have been and I haven't been before. I've spent a lot of time in the outback of Australia in my life, and I want to show Lachlan. And so that's why now is the time. And besides, I think my wife wants to see the back of me for a little while.
Hey! Now, be careful what you wish for, Alex. Now, and hello to Alex if she's listening. Matt, can you get the ball rolling with a question? I've tweaked it a little bit, Mark. Matt, if you could fire away, please. Have I got that right? Your question number one, aren't you?
Yes, it is. What is your experience travelling together, mate?
Travelling with Lachlan? Just with Lachlan, I've...
Well, hang on, Mark. Lockie, what trips have you been on with Dad before? Do you remember?
Simpsons Devitt. We haven't been yet.
Yep. Where have you been? Have you been anywhere before with Dad on holidays?
Not yet.
Your memory might be a bit foggy, Mark.
Yeah, well, we go camping all the time, Lachlan. How about when we go to Jack's place and you do gold fossicking?
Yeah.
And how about when we travel away in the caravan or the tents or the swags? We do that all the time, don't we?
Yeah.
But we haven't gone for a very long time like we're going to be this time. 2 weeks has been our best up on the Murray fishing. So yeah. That's Lachlan had a good time, caught his first Murray cod with his very first ever cast.
So you'd say you're the outdoor type, though?
I like being outdoors, yes. And Lachlan quite enjoys it once we get him there. Don't you, mate?
Yes.
All right, all right. So you've got a bit of experience travelling together. Mm. David Long. I think that's helpful too. I think that comes in handy to have a bit of experience under the belt.
Indeed. Well, okay, so now, to you both, Mark and Lachlan, how are you both feeling about the holiday?
Yeah, how do you feel about this holiday, Lockie? Because it's not a small holiday. We're going to get to that at some point. We'll try to get you not to jump ahead. We know it's not a small holiday. How are you feeling about this big adventure?
Fun and amazing.
Great. So you're up for it. Mark, yourself?
Oh, I'm so looking forward to this. Been planning it for a couple of years. Lachlan, I don't think he's fully aware how long we're going to be gone, but he's looking forward just for he and I to travel. Yeah. And he wants to see different things.
So your overriding emotion is...
Mine is adventure. Mine is to see new things and experience new things and to plant the memories in for the rest of our lives.
How would you feel, Cassis, if you were going on a big, big holiday? I think we're talking months here. We'll get to that eventually. But how would you feel about leaving your own bed for such a long period of time?
Fantastic.
Yep. You'd embrace the adventure like these fellas?
So can you repeat that?
You'd embrace the adventure of it all?
Sure. I don't know where I'd go, but I'd like to. Can I join you guys?
Unfortunately, we don't have room in the caravan, or in the pod. We're going to be sleeping in the one bed, Lachlan and I.
Can you send me some photos at least?
Yeah, could you? We'd definitely love to see some...
Definitely. Lachlan, I don't know whether I'm getting ahead of us here, but Lachlan's going to be doing a bit of that.
Ooh, brilliant. Now, we're up to Mr. Lloyd, I believe, Matt, with your first contribution. Nice, slow, clear voice, mate.
How long are you travelling for?
What's your guess? How long? We know it's a big holiday, Matt. How long do you think they're holidaying for? What's your guess?
I don't know.
How many months? Have a guess.
3 months.
3 months. Matt Kirk, have a guess. How long do you think they're travelling for? How many months?
Right here? Or?
Matt, no. This is a question for you. Matt, sure. Matt Lloyd's guessing 3 months. How long do you think these two are travelling for?
5 months.
Five. David Long, you want to have a guess?
Oh, she really, it might be a very experiencing, with this caravan, hard experience now, I'm going to be being as 4.
Are you saying 4 months?
Oh,
what's your guess?
Not just that, but I'm, the way it was going to be, the way it was going to be experiencing with this adventure, hard day, caravan is now.
It's the adventure of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Cassis, do you want to have a guess? How long do you think they're travelling for? Have a wild guess. I'm going to say 5 months.
Aye.
Is that crazy? Is that too long? What's your guess? Do you reckon they'll be back before Christmas?
Yes, I guess. Probably 24 months, I'd say.
Well, that's 2 years. Lockie, do you know how long you're going away for? How many months?
I'll say five.
Is that accurate, Mark? How long do you plan to trek off for?
Well, the original plan was 9 months. Now it's just a little bit less. I'm going to shorten it a little bit. So about eight to 8.5 months. We'll be back by December.
Back in time for Christmas.
Back in time for Christmas. Spend Christmas with the family, and it's nice and warm weather down here then. So it's good to be here. We get away from all this cold and gloom.
Is that the idea? So is that why you've chosen this sort of time of year, this time frame?
This is the safest time of the year to travel in northern Australia, and you avoid all the cyclones, the rains, and everything, and it's lovely and warm up there. and you don't get stuck and bogged in deserts and what have you.
Okay, yeah, so that's something you've really got to take into consideration. Cassis. You're up, madam.
Where are you going on the holiday first, and where are you going to stop at first?
Well, like I said before, to cease.
Well, now hang on a second. What does Mr. Lockie? Are you sure? Where are you going on this holiday? Can you give us a couple of destinations? Where? What are you hoping to see? Where are you going?
In the Simpsons.
Desert.
Desert.
Oh, you mentioned that earlier. Okay, the Simpson Desert, Mark. And beyond.
And beyond. Yeah, our first stop will be Avoca to say goodbye to some friends, and then to Adelaide, and then we're going to go north from there via Birdsville, go through Wilpena Pound, Oodnadatta Track to Birdsville, to Longreach, and then straight up to Darwin, spend some time there seeing some friends and family, and then we're turning left at Darwin and spending 5 months in northwestern Australia. And then we'll come back down south of Broome. We'll turn left again and go across the Gun Barrel Highway, which is a misnomer. It's just a track. It's a desert track across to Uluru. Back down south to the old Eyre Highway, the old Nullarbor Plain Highway, on the dirt to West Australia, Perth. Then the southwest of Perth, and back home via all the beaches we can.
Yeah, right, back home.
Melbourne.
Yep, via through South Australia. Just follow the coastline.
Following the coastline and spending as much time driving on the beaches as we can and camping on the beach. It'll be beautiful.
Camping on the beach? Driving on the beach? We've got to get to the bottom of this because I thought there was taking a caravan. I'm confused.
Yes.
How do you pull a caravan on the beach? We'll get to that. So these are... you've spent time in Darwin yourself, Mark, over the years. Have you lived there at some point?
I've never actually lived there, but I was in the military for 40 years and I spent a lot of time doing exercises in Darwin and Katherine and North Queensland and places like that. So I've spent a lot of time up that way, but I've never in my life seen the northwest of Australia on the ground. I've flown over it because I was in the Air Force, but I've never been on the ground in there. So that's why I want to spend so much time there and show Lachlan. There's many things to see.
So we're talking Broome?
I'll be 5 months north of Broome. Broome will be the southernmost point in that 5 months, and I'll just be driving, and we'll be driving around following the weather and where we can get accommodation once a week or once a fortnight when we need it to refresh and top up water and food and things like that.
Oh, gee, yeah, it's logistics is... going to be something you would need to be on top of. David Long.
Right, so I'm a Luckland and Mohawk. What animals and city are you hoping to see?
Have you talked about this, Lockie? What are you hoping to see on your adventure? Are you going to see any animals that we don't see here in Melbourne?
Yes.
Remember the humpback camels?
Oh, camels?
I beg your pardon?
A camel.
Camel? What? Where are you... Tell us more about the camels, Mark.
Oh, yes, we're going to see lots of camels in the middle of the desert. There's about... they estimate there's over a million camels in the deserts of Australia.
Whoa!
Over a million. They're everywhere.
So we have, I've heard of stray cats. Because you've heard of stray cats? Stray dogs? That roam around the suburbs of Melbourne?
Sort of like...
without a home? Without an owner?
Sort of like coyotes, if you like.
Well, I'm just wondering, they're just like stray camels, is that right, effectively?
They're just feral camels. They just live in the desert. They were released... Lachlan's going to learn a lot of history, like the Afghans and their camels and how they opened up the desert. They're not native to Australia, but they just released them and they've bred like wildflies. And they're everywhere. But there's also all the other animals Lachlan will see. I hope to get really good close-ups of wedge-tail eagles, but hopefully not when we're flying the drone. They like to attack them. But we hope to see a lot of crocodiles, all sorts of dingoes, all sorts of animals. Lots of kangaroos, of course, and emus. So Lachlan's going to have a good time catching pictures of them all.
I love kangaroos. It's my favourite animal.
The kangaroo, was it?
Yeah, but I hate it when I see kangaroo on a menu. I mean, I think, how can you eat my favourite animal? You know, cruel.
And so these camels, they pose a threat at all?
Only if you drive into them. No, they're extremely large animals, as you guess, but they'll keep away from you. They don't want to hang around, but they are feral out in the middle of the deserts. They're everywhere. And so we will see quite a few of those on our trips, and Lachlan will send back photos or films of them and what have you. And one thing Lachlan's going to be a bit worried about will be goannas and snakes and lizards. And goannas get a little bit inquisitive, and they'll come right up to you. And especially if you've got food outside, they'll be sitting outside going, well, give us some food. Mm. That might be a bit interesting. Yeah.
So you've got some hazards, some threats to be aware of, I imagine. You'll have first aid kit on you.
Yep. I've got.
You mentioned snakes, for example.
Yeah, well, I've got two first aid kits, a full one and a smaller one that we'll take when we go hiking. And we've got a snake bite kit. And we've got all the safety gear, so that if anything happens, we can get rescued and we can get help. So it's all there. And Lachlan has been, with his occupational therapist, has been doing some first aid and learning how to and when and what to do in circumstances where, you know, where I might need a bit of help. So Lachlan's been doing a bit of learning to go on this trip. Haven't you, mate?
Yes.
You're in pristine health, aren't you, Mark? I mean...
Oh, yes, but, you know, a bite from a snake doesn't help that. Yeah.
Wow.
So, no, you never know, so you see what happens.
You seem to light up a bit when you mention wedge-tail eagles. Are they a particular favourite of yours?
Oh, they're magnificent. I don't know. Yeah, favourite animal in the wild, the wingspan of these. They're just ginormous, and the amount they can lift... And you can pull up right beside them in the outback if they've got a bit of roadkill or whatever they're having a munch on, and they'll just sit there and look at you. And you can be within 2 feet of them and they'll just look at you. They don't care. They're not scared of you. They're amazing. Then they spread their wings out and they can be 10, 12 feet across the wings.
I'm a fan of the wedge-tail myself. Yeah, they're brilliant, aren't they? Mm. We are off to Mr. Kirk.
Yeah. Do you... have any booked in stops?
Yeah.
Lachlan doesn't know this. The only.
I know, well, you're going to Avoca initially, was it?
That's our only booked in
stops. Now, who are you seeing in Avoca, Mark?
A group of friends that Lachlan and I have been camping with for 20 years plus. And one of our friends owns a block of dirt there in an old gold mining field. And we go up there camping a lot. And so we're just going to go there to say goodbye. And they're all envious of our travels because they want to do it, but they don't have the time yet, but we do.
I think everyone's a bit jealous, Lockie, of your adventure. Do you know where you're stopping on the way, Lockie? You mentioned the Simpson Desert. Do you know anywhere where you're going to be stopping, any towns?
Yes, in towns we might get lunch. Sometimes I get Las Vegas at McDonald's.
Ooh.
Where are we going to see Ken's mum and dad?
Oh, in Darwin.
Okay, so that's... how far ahead do you... You know... do you book things?
In a word, no. Because, as the old saying goes, men make plans, God laughs. So I'll be booking things, and it's quite interesting that nowadays you have to book in advance in Western Australia to get any campsites or what have you in some of the best areas. And they can be booked out a year in advance, but then people just don't show up. But you have to book online. So I can make all the bookings I like, but it'll come down to if I'm in Broome and they say there's a cyclone coming, well, I'll turn around and go south straight away. I won't stay in a cyclone area or anything like that. Whereas, you know, I've got something booked up north, I'll just turn around and go the other way. So a week out or 2 weeks out, I'll start to book things and then work my way towards that destination. But I want to be able to, when we need to be able to be free just to go, well, someone's told us about this great spot, let's go there. Instead of turning left, I'll turn right and just go another direction. And Lachlan and I'll see something else fascinating.
What's the longest stretch of driving that you'll do without a stop?
Oh, how long is a piece of string? It might depend.
What was that question?
How long is a piece of string?
Twice as long as half its length.
Well, I'll be jiggered. I never thought of that.
I used to listen to Michael Rogan, and that was on a Michael Rogan tape when I was young.
Yeah. No, I don't intend driving any more than, say, 4 or 5 hours maximum a day. But that could be, that 5 hours could be 500 kilometres or it could be 50. Depends on where we are, and if we're in four-wheel drive in the soft sand in the desert, that might only be 50 kilometres. Who knows?
So can you just, if you're in the middle of nowhere, can you just pull over at any point and crash the night? Is that illegal?
No, it's not illegal. It's perfectly legal for a traveller to pull over, as long as you're off the road and you're in a safe position, to pull over and rest. So we can pull off, and in the middle of the desert, you just pull off the track and have a sleep where you are. Set a little campfire up and away you go, cook dinner. And seeing as I'm driving a truck, I can even pull into truck stops on the highways and legally camp in those because I'm a truck.
Yeah, right. Well, that's okay, we're going to get you to expand on this truck. I want to hear more about this truck, Cassis. But your second question, please. As she gets herself organised. Before we get to Matt Lloyd, you'll be up shortly, mate.
Hang on, I can't find it.
There we go. They stuck together, Cass.
I can't find it.
Where the... You've dropped it in your travels. Guess what? I'm going to get you to read it because you're a great reader anyway. Where are we, Cass? That's fine. That can stay there. That's one you've already read. Number 7 here, Cass. Above my thumb. It starts, how long? You got it there?
Where is it?
Number 7.
Oh, sorry. How long have you been planning this?
Oh, probably more than 2 years. Takes a long time to plan something like this, even as loosely as I have. Like I said before, men plan, God laughs. Everything changes. As soon as the first thing that happens, you can develop a plan over 2 years, and the first thing that happens when you start on the adventure is the plans change.
Okay.
That's why? The way things are.
Why do they change? I mean, it must get very, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Confusing if you're planning to go, I don't know, stopping, I don't know, somewhere else, and then you end up stopping somewhere else because something happens.
Yeah. Why do plans change, Mark?
Plans change for any number of variables. Could be the weather, could be tiredness, could be you just want to stay and see something else, could be you just don't want to continue on with that plan and you do something else. There's so many variables. Might be a breakdown, a road could be closed, or a track, and you know, where we're going, there's only one track in and one track out. If it's closed, you can't go there. So you change your plan.
But it might be very confusing for you guys, though, you know.
Oh, yeah, it is very confusing because then I have to stop, have a look at the maps and plan what I'm going to do now that I've changed things, because you can't just go, well, I'll just go down this side street instead of that side street. There's no other side street, so you've got to plan and locate everything in your maps, it's not like you've got a street directory. I've got to program them into a map and get all the coordinates and make sure I know where I'm going, if it's safe. And then I might have to rebook things and I might have to do that. So it could take another hour or two before I even start driving again so I can come on through.
That's what I mean. So basically, how do you know where you're going if you can't go, you know, where you want to go and your plan back and plan A backfires.
I guess it's flexibility is the key, I guess, Mark.
That's the term we need. You need to be flexible when you're travelling in Australia's outback because nothing is the same from one trip to the next. You can drive the desert one time, there'll be beautiful flora and fauna because it's just rained. And the next time you drive there, there's nothing because it hasn't rained in a long time. Or the next time you get bogged and you can't move for a week because it's rained so much that you're actually stuck. So, yeah, it's just Australia, it's a big, beautiful place, but it changes by the day.
Can throw you some curveballs. Cassis, I was going to ask Mark... what was I going to ask Mark?
Oh.
Oh, well, I guess what I was going to say was, I guess the important thing is you guys, you don't have to be anywhere at any particular time as such, do you?
No, we don't, do we, Locke? We don't have to be anywhere. It's all our own adventure. So unless we say we have, say, Lachlan's Alexandra, my wife, Mama, and she's coming to Darwin and she says she's going to be there on the 1st of July, well, we're going to be in Darwin on the 1st of July to pick her up. But other than that, we can do what we want because we're what?
We're men.
We're men.
Hey, and you make plans and God laughs. Hey, so you haven't got any appointments or anything while you're on the holiday?
No, I haven't.
Brilliant. Yeah, great. Okay, so you...
Did you tell Matt what we plan to call the trip?
You got a name for this trip. What are you calling the trip?
Two.
Two.
Two men, half a lap.
Oh, yeah, two men and half a net.
Two men, half a lap, which is inspired by the...
What's your favourite show,
Lachlan? What TV show? Oh,
Two and a Half Men.
Oh, Two Men, Half a Lap. I like it. Sorry, Matt Kirk.
That's
all right. I normally trip over Luke's feet. I think we're heading back to Mr. Lloyd. Matt, with your second question.
Did you get the caravan for the holiday?
Yeah. Have you always had this caravan, Lockie? We guess you're taking a caravan. You're taking a caravan, aren't you?
Yes. No. Oh, no, we're not taking a caravan.
What do you mean you're not taking a caravan? What are you going to sleep in?
In a truck.
What the heck? Mark?
What?
Hey, can you believe what you're hearing?
I think I did, Matt.
Did we hear that correctly, Mark? A truck. You mentioned a truck earlier. Tell us more.
Well, just to ease Lachlan's confusion, we do have a caravan, but we're not taking it.
Oh.
And it's an off-road caravan, but I'm not towing that through the desert. But no, we built a truck, and on the back of that truck is a big caravan pod.
Oh my.
And that pod, you can actually put legs down and drive the truck out and take the truck away and the pod stays where you left it. It's like a big caravan without wheels.
Oh my God.
And so that's what we're travelling in.
You talked about the truck, you talked about driving on the beach, Mark.
Yes. Yes, it's a four-wheel drive truck. It's been specially made so that it can drive in the desert and it can drive through rivers. And it can drive on the sand on the beach. So, and that's where we're going to spend most of our time. We don't want to spend time on bitumen because the beauty of Australia is some of the areas you see in the desert or on the beach or what have you that no one gets to see. But Lachlan and I will. So, yeah, the truck's specially built to do all that. That's why it's taken so long to plan and it's taken so long to build.
What do you mean to build? You haven't bought this thing fully ready to go?
No, you can't buy them ready to go. It started off as a fuseau canter, if anyone knows what that is. It's a 6.5-tonne truck, a four-wheel drive. But then you have to start the modifications. So to fit the pod on the back on the tray, we had to extend the chassis, which is what holds it.
Now, hang on, Mark. Well, before you get to that, I'm going to get Matt... hang on. Cassis, I think this is a good time. This is pertinent for this question. That one there. That's fine.
Oh,
they can stay there, Cassis.
Goodness
sake. She drops her bits and pieces. Cassis, that second question, please. Your third question, I should say.
That one.
Yep. Here we go. You focus on the question. I'll get that.
the size of a house?
I don't know. Can you ask the question so the...
Come on. Oh, you're just trying to, you know.
You're answering it yourself. Can the listeners hear the question first, please?
How big is the caravan?
Well, like you said, it's not a... It's a caravan on the back of a truck, really, isn't it? A pod, you call it, Mark?
Yes, a pod.
Yeah.
Yes, it's known as a pod, but it is basically just a caravan without...
Sorry, Mark, one moment.
Mm. Yep. It's basically just a caravan without wheels, isn't it, Lachlan?
Oh, my God.
So
just the size, thanks, Mark. We'll get to its...
The pod is 4.2 metres long.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And as high as a normal caravan is.
Wow.
Mm, so, yeah, it's... There's quite enough room in there for Lachlan and I. Oh.
And so the truck itself is like a twin cab.
Yep.
Truck.
The cab's a twin truck. Twin. Dual cab.
Whoa. Dual cab. Sorry, which means seats in the front, Mark, and seats in the back.
Yep. It can seat six people, and its current configuration.
Six people.
And all up, it's 7 metres long.
What?
So, yeah, a little bit bigger than the average car park, but we don't need average car parks.
How long ago did you get the truck? How much driving have you done in it?
I picked up the truck on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland on January the 18th and drove it down to Melbourne. And I've only got about 5,000 kilometres on it at the moment because I keep pulling it apart and putting something else together and putting it back together. And so, yeah, at the moment I don't even have the pod on it. The pod is sitting outside Lachlan's mum's factory and I just have the truck in a tray as it is. So while I'm doing some work on it.
Lockie, there's seats in the back, right?
Yes, there is.
You might be able to bring back a couple of kangaroos.
Well, if I bring some, will we eat it tonight, Matt?
What?
No, Cassis will get cross if you eat kangaroos. That's her favourite animal.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've got plenty of room to stretch out. David Long, I want to hear more about this. This pod.
Hmm. So did I, man. So did I. So, what is the caravan equipment with?
Yeah, what's inside this pod? What do you think they need inside there? They're going away for a long time.
Yeah.
What do they need in there?
Oh, I actually knew there was a dining kitchen room area. And, of course, you actually get the... bathroom, and of course the bedroom there as well.
Is that I hadn't thought about that. You need somewhere to wash, Lockie. Is there a bathroom?
We got a toilet in there.
Thank God for that. Because you need a toot house.
Oi.
Yeah.
And hello to Eddie and Angus if you're listening. What else is in the van, Lockie? The pod. So you've got a shower in there. What else?
Everything I got, like, 2-minute noodles.
What are you going to cook them in?
Oh, it's in a plastic thing I need.
Will you cook them on the stove or in the microwave?
I think in microwave.
Well, hang on a second, Mark. A stove and a microwave, it can't contain these things, has it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think Professor David's been pulling your leg here. He's already been in it.
Yeah.
He's already been all through it.
That's right. That did make a special guest appearance, didn't it, some months back?
Yeah.
What is it equipped with?
Well, one end we have the dining room, can seat 8 people. They have a double bed that sits up in the roof that comes down. And then we have a kitchen area where I've got a three burner stove and a sink. There's a 160 litre fridge, a microwave, a workbench on the other side. Then in the bathroom we have obviously a toilet, a basin and a shower and a washing machine. It's air conditioned and there's three fans now. It's got a radio, TV... It's got a DVD. It's got all those sort of things, and we've got internet.
Wow!
So we'll have internet even in the middle of the desert. We'll be able to go live in the middle of Australia. You put a pin in the middle of the desert, and we can go live from there.
Lucky, does this mean you'll still be able to watch your YouTube?
Yes, I can.
And you'll be able to watch Disney Plus?
Yes.
Brilliant. Are you surprised, Cassis?
Yeah, I was a bit surprised. I mean, how can you fit all of that into one, you know, small caravan?
That's why it's on a truck. Because it's big.
Oh.
Yep.
How big is the actual truck and then the truck and the caravan?
How long was it together, Mark, when they combined the two?
7 metres. 6.99 metres long. So that's how big the truck, that's how long the truck is.
Oh, so how long is the caravan itself?
4.2 metres.
Whoa. I mean, but why big a parsnip? Could you send me a photo though, please?
I'll show you. I've got some photos on my phone.
Mark, you said you've got a washing machine.
A washing machine.
What about a dishwasher?
That's called Lachlan.
What?
No, Lachlan and I have to wash as soon as we're cooked. We've got to wash our own dishes because we can't take a lot. So we've got to wash and clean up straight away. But to do that too, I've had to put a special tank in the truck because in the national parks of Australia, you're not allowed to let what they call grey water, like dishwashing water, out onto the ground. So I have to, everything from the shower or from the sink has to be put into a tank under the truck, and then I've got to go somewhere to empty that safely because I don't like that going into the natural bush.
Ah, all things to consider. So you've had to do a bit of research, right, with regard to those things?
Oh, there's rules and regulations everywhere. Just driving across the border, the food you can and can't take, the things you've got to be aware of. Oh, yes, it takes a bit of research. And then the permits you've got to have in different states. It really is, it takes a bit of planning.
2 years worth.
2 years worth, yeah, and then they change the rules on you.
Appreciate that. Maddie, we're back to you, Mr. Kirk. Yes. And this is quite an interesting question, I reckon, because these guys are talking about going in the middle of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
You're number three from you, please.
Yes, mate. How are you going to refuel?
Refuel, you know what that means. You know what that means.
Petrol.
Yeah. Petrol. Matt Lloyd, have you seen images? Because you haven't been to Outback Australia, have you?
No.
Have you seen images, however, on the internet?
No.
And all that red dirt?
Yeah.
And have you ever seen a service station?
No.
I haven't either when I look at these images. What are you going to do for petrol?
Pull into a service station. Easy. No, it's not quite that easy. You need to know. Look, on the main roads in Australia, there's always plenty of fuel. But once you start crossing deserts and start getting off the beaten track, you've got to sit down and do the mathematics. You've got to work out how far you can travel on the fuel you've got on board, where the next fuel stop is, and where the one after that is, where the next closest, because you could get somewhere and there's no fuel left there. So you've got to carry a little bit of a safety margin. And it's not just, like if I drive the truck on the roads on the Hume Highway, I can get 1,000 kilometres. But in the middle of the desert on the four-wheel drive, I'd probably be lucky to get 400 kilometres on just one tank of fuel. So I need to be able to know where the fuel is. So there's all these apps now, and I've got apps on the phone and on my computer, which the cockpit of the truck where I drive, it's going to be like a cockpit of an aircraft with navigation and all these apps up. And I can see where the fuel is and if they've got fuel and where I'm going. So I know what I have to carry. And I know where I can get water, and I know where I can dump toilet refuse and things like that. But you got to plan that too, because, that can get backed up. So, believe me.
That's a nice image.
Yeah.
Spare us the photos of that, thanks.
Yeah. But yeah, so it does take a bit of planning when I'm going to go, say, across the Simpson Desert. Where am I? You know, how far can I get, and where am I going to get fuel? Will I have enough water to travel that distance?
You carry some reserves on board as well, though?
In fuel, I've got 200 litres. In water, I've got nearly 400 litres. There's 200 under the truck and nearly 200 in the pod. So, and then we have drinking water above that I'll have in a fridge in the back of the truck. I'm actually carrying two separate fridges and freezers. and I've got two power sets of power supplies. So I'm not going to run out of power, I hope. And hopefully I won't run out of water. And hopefully I won't run out of petrol, or diesel. So, but it just takes planning. That's all. Yep. And you've got to be careful.
Be prepared. That's a scout's motto, isn't it?
Be prepared. Because if you're not, you're going to be in trouble.
All right, Cassis. And I tell you what. Once again, anyone would think we had a pre-production meeting, yeah. The way these questions are flowing. Your last question, thanks, Cass.
Done.
And thanks once again for your input today, Cassis, at short notice.
I don't know. I wanted to do this one anyway. So, this interview, I mean, so yeah. I'm quite happy to step up.
Brilliant.
I don't care.
Now, this is a question that David Long had some reservations about asking.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get Cassis to ask it first.
Could you send me a photo of the caravan, please?
Yeah, I'll show
well,
you.
Mark might show you some when we're finished. Mark's got some on his phone he can show you shortly. But the question, please, Cass. And then I want to get to David Long quickly.
Well, this is a bit of a surprise. Well... Sort of surprising, well, not surprising, but odd, a question. What will you do if you break down? Not that you will break down. Call the ISCV.
Now, David Long, so the question, Lockie, is what, and well read by Cassis, what will you do if you break down, if the truck stops working? Now, David Long, you thought this was a controversial question. Why is that? What's your worry with this question?
Well, I'm I don't want to get Mark too defended I mean, away from the caravan, holiday trip experiencing a van. And of course, because of this is a legal question about the entire breakdown as well.
So, do you think it's a bit sensitive?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you don't. We don't wish this upon them, do we?
No.
All right. Is it something you're prepared for, Lockie? What happens if you break down? Have you guys talked about this? What will happen if there's problems with the engine and the truck won't start? What do you do? Do you panic? Or stay calm?
Stay calm.
Yep. This is something you've considered, Mark?
Oh, definitely. You have to plan for this. You have to plan for all eventualities, and this is one. Probably the first thing I'd do if I broke down would be wake Lachlan up, because he always goes to sleep when we're travelling. No, but it can happen, so you've got to say it can happen. But I'll be carrying a lot of spares for the truck, and I've got to do some maintenance on the truck while I'm driving around anyway. So I'll have some spare parts. I've used to, when I was your age, I was working on aircraft and fixing aircraft and whatever. So I can fix a lot of things myself while I'm out there, and I'll have some of the tools. But then I have all the emergency forms of communication. And yes, someone suggested call the RACV. Yeah, call the RACV. Well, the equivalent wherever I am, because I've got rescue pickup with them.
How would they get to you in the desert, though? I mean, how would they know where you are, and how would they find you?
Yeah, what, does a bloke rock up on a camel?
a team of camels. You'd have a team of camels. No. You just communicate with them, and you give them your GPS locations about where you are. They know exactly where they are. It's their country. And it costs a lot of money, but I'm insured for it, and they come out and pick you all up and bring you back. And even if the worst came to worst and something happened and we were really stuck in the middle of nowhere, we have what's called a personal locator beacon. We have two of them on the truck, and Lachlan knows how to set them off. And one of the things with that is Australia is a big place, but it's very, very safe like this. We set off this locator beacon. You just sit it near the truck, set it off, and it's got to be a rescue. And what happens in Canberra, which is our capital city, they see that alarm through the satellites and they go, someone's in trouble there. And an aircraft will take off from Darwin or Perth or wherever, fly across and they locate on that beacon and they fly to where that signal's coming from. They fly to it, and when they see you, they drop down to about 1,000 feet and they drop you off a care package which has water, food, it has all sorts of things, including a satellite phone. They give you a satellite phone and then they go, right, what's the problem? How can we help you? And then they determine the best way to rescue you. Now, that's something the Australian government does for every single one of us when we're travelling. So you can feel pretty safe. Now, within a day or two, you could be rescued. And for the size of Australia, that's an absolutely brilliant thing. Absolutely. So, yeah, we feel pretty secure. And if we have to sit somewhere for a week or two, well, Lachlan and I can sit in a pub and have a beer.
Oh, well, hopefully, if it comes to it, hopefully you're near a pub.
That's why I heard on the ABC News.
Beg your pardon, David Long?
I actually definitely heard that on the ABC News as well.
Yeah, Lockie, can you make a promise to me? Can you blokes, can you promise to do your best to not make the news?
We could put one right there, Matt.
All right, we're going to move on to, and we're getting to the pointy end here. We're nearly done, Matt. Matt Lloyd, actually. Too many Matts. Your second last question, Matt.
What is the best kind?
Your second last question, sorry, Matt.
What are you doing for your food?
Yeah. What are you going to do? You talked about a fridge, Mark.
Oh, yeah. Got two fridges.
Oh.
Got one in the caravan, or the pod, which is pretty big and with a little freezer on it. And I've got a 60-litre Evercool, which I'll sit in the back seat of the truck, which will be half freezer and half fridge.
Whoa.
So we can carry a lot of food and drinking water or a couple of sneaky beers.
Oh.
Or maybe a cold bottle of wine, Lachlan. Lachlan likes a nice cold wine on a Sunday afternoon.
Well, hang on, Lockie. So what happens when you run out of wine? What are you going to do when you run out of wine or you run out of food? Then what do?
Never stop drinking. And mostly I have water as well.
Yeah, right. So you just replenish along the way, Mark. Always make sure you've got...
Yes, yes.
Do you plan meals?
Oh, roughly, yeah, because I've got to know what food I actually have on board. So the meals will be, I'll plan meals out roughly over a fortnight to a month. But one of the things is I can't carry a lot of fresh fruit and veggies across interstate borders. Ooh. So I've got to continually stock up if I go across a border. Like from going into South Australia, there's a list of things that you can't take in, fresh fruit and veggies you can't take into South Australia. Then there's a completely different and a longer list of things you can't take into Western Australia.
And for those people that aren't aware, why don't they let us take certain foods into certain states? What's the risk?
It's to protect their native flora and their industries, from things like fruit fly and insects and pests that are in some states but not in others. So they don't allow you to take fresh produce across the border. So we don't have a chance of it being introduced in those states.
And little do they know, the two biggest pets will be sitting in the bloody truck.
Well, Lachlan's not that much of... Yes, he is that much of a pet.
Now, we're going to get to Matty Kirk, and this might be your last question, Matt, and this is interesting.
Yeah, it is. How are you going to stop being from beginning bored?
What do you do, Matt? If you're on a long car trip, how do you stop from being bored?
Go on the internet.
Okay.
Oh.
Matt Lloyd, what would you do if you were on a long, long car trip or a truck trip? What would you do to stop from being bored?
I don't know.
You got any games?
No.
Hard to play Uno. I mean, it's going to be hard to play Uno if Lockie wants to play Uno while Mark's driving.
No, I don't know.
Not sure?
No.
Yeah, the footy might be on occasionally, Mark. Yeah. David Long, what would you do to stop from being bored?
Oh, hey, it's easy, Matt.
While you're driving, I mean, what are you going to do? What would you do?
It's a campfire sing along.
Well, campfire sing-alongs, yeah.
Campfire at 100 kilometres an hour, that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, I think we're talking more when we're, while we're travelling, Dave. Campfire sing-along is a good idea once you've stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, while we're travelling, I know there's one of us that likes to sleep a bit, and so I certainly hope it's Lachlan and not me, because I'll be driving.
Oh,
but anyway, there's plenty to see and do when you're driving. I've never, ever got bored. And you can drive along a desert track, and the scenery changes every 20 minutes. You'll have a lovely greenery, or you'll have big rock facades, or you'll have camels, or it just changes all the time. And driving in those conditions, I have to be very, very, I have to concentrate very much, because, it's very easy to put the wheels in the wrong spot and get stuck. So I certainly won't get bored. And when we're bouncing around in the desert, like on corrugations, I don't think Lachlan's going to sleep that much, but we'll see how it goes.
You've got experience four-wheel driving, have you?
Oh, yeah, I've got quite a few years, about 40 years, yep. I've been driving four-wheel drives back in the military, back in the late 70s, all the way through to now.
Oh, my God.
So Lachlan sometimes doesn't like corrugations too much. They're the things, but we're going to get some of the worst corrugations in Australia. But he will learn. That's why I've built the truck to withstand those, and he's got a nice comfy, he's got an air-suspended seat, of all things. So he should be pretty cruisy while he sleeps.
Yeah, bouncing up and down while
bouncing
he kips.
Yes, but he's got a special neck pillow so he can just lean against the door. And, he'll be all right, but he's going to see some things. He'll stay awake this time, I reckon.
So there's too much to see to get bored. David Long, your last question. Thank you, mate.
Oh, I agree with that one, Matt. And, of course, talking about prepared, reminds me of the song from The Lion King. And of course, really, your last question is, what are you going to miss from home?
Have you thought about this, Lockie? What will you miss when you're on your holiday?
I'm going to miss everything and just enjoy the adventure of the new story.
Oh, that's probably the attitude, isn't it? Sure, you're going to miss things, but you'll be back, right? Is that your attitude, Mark? Or?
That's the whole attitude. In my time in life, I've spent 6-9 months away from the family before. Being in the military, that happens. And you miss family very deeply. Mm. But living the adventure in a life, you don't dwell on it too much. But we are lucky that we'll be able to contact and we'll be able to FaceTime family and friends. Lachlan will FaceTime back here in Bailey when we're out in the middle of nowhere. And you can see each other on Zoom or on Messenger or what have you. So we can do that nowadays. So we won't miss it too much. But I will. Lachlan will miss his cat. And I'll miss the cat waking me up in the morning. Not. but just little things like that. And missing birthdays and missing events in our life. They're the sort of things we'll miss. But we can still celebrate it with a phone call that night or a Zoom call. So
You might miss Richmond winning the premiership this year.
I think I've got about another 30 years to wait for the next one. but I'm patient.
Hey, well, we've got to wrap it up shortly, Mark. But you mentioned family coming to visit, though, along the way.
Yep. We're hopefully Lachlan's mum will come and visit us in Darwin and maybe Broome, and because she doesn't like to travel in the truck or what have you, but she likes the destinations. So she'll fly up and will stay for a week or so with us when we're seeing friends and family, and then she'll fly back. But she's got to work. She has her own business here. So nonetheless, we will see Mama and probably Lachlan's sisters whilst we're away. They'll fly in at least once to wherever we are.
So you'll get a family fix in that way. Hey, we are just about to wrap this thing up as I just relock that door, hopefully, so we don't get any interruptions. Mark, we always like to finish with a question from colleague Dan called Dan's Doozy. Dan's Doozy. And we did talk about getting bored. And do you have any... Yeah, maybe you won't need it, but maybe you've got... Have you got any tips for anyone out there As far as... Well, what is the question? Now, who's asking this one? Matt, is that your last question, Matt Lloyd? I believe it is.
What's the best card game?
Yeah, the best car game. Is there a good car game you can suggest that you might even utilise yourself at times?
Well, when my kids were young, we used to play... they used to play punch buggy in the back of the car whenever they saw a VW Beetle. Yes. Whoever saw it first could punch the others. Well, you know, a brother and two sisters, they were into playing games like that.
Oh.
I Spy worked well, rather well. But these days, you know, it's just... Lachlan and I just... The best thing I can suggest is Spotify. And just listen to some really cool music and just put on some cool music and away you go. But Lachlan will be able to watch videos while we're driving, because he can just turn the computer around to him and he can watch a video if he wants to.
Oh.
I'm not allowed to, but he can.
We don't recommend you do that, Mark.
No, it wouldn't be good. You get frightened and turn off the road.
Yeah. Well, listen, gentlemen, thank you so much for giving us for sneaking along this morning, Mark and Lockie. We hope. When do we say April 19? Was that right?
After April 19.
Sometime after April 19, Lockie, and we hope you have the most wonderful experience and a really safe trip. Thanks for dragging Dad along today, Lockie.
Yes.
And being a part of Bailey Babble.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mark, for taking the time to sneak on in and expand on the pending trip.
Thanks very much, Matt. Thanks very much, interviewers. They were pretty good questions.
And,
yeah.
And perhaps when you get back, Lockie, we should do a part two of the interview, Mark. Would you be up for that?
Yeah, or after the rabble. Oh, yeah.
Maybe not the day after you get back.
Oh, I don't think I'd be available then. I don't think I'd be available, but no. Definitely, because Lachlan will have some stories to tell when we get back.
Yeah, great. Hey, Cassis, thanks so much for filling in today and doing a sterling job as usual. Thank you.
I didn't mind filling in.
Matt Lloyd, thanks once again, mate.
Thank you.
Thanks to you, Mr. Kirk.
Thanks, Matt.
And David Long, looking forward to you joining us again next time.
Cheers, Matt, thanks.
And a big thanks to the team behind the scene, Dan. And who else are we talking? Who helped organise this one? Bronny, Luke, Angela, yeah. And Gav. Yeah. And, of course, a big thank you to all our listeners. Thank you for dabbling in all our babbling. This has been the Bailey
Babble.